Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and today we are joined by Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us in spite of the crummy weather.
Yes, weather's been fantastic last few weeks.
Oh, just a delight and a half. And while we're thinking about ice and snow and freezing fog and all that kind of stuff, it's time to think about crops, right?
Yeah, you know, what better time to have a meeting than when it's going to be nasty and wet? So
hopefully there's coffee at least.
Yeah, there'll be plenty of coffee there.
Outstanding.
So, the Frontier Extension District is going to be hosting a meeting. It's going to be titled Increasing Row Crop Yields with Weed and Fungicide Control. This meeting is going to take place on February the 22nd. It's going to start at 6. It's going to be at the Grace Community Church in Overbrook, Kansas. That address is 310 East 8th Street. And our presenters for the evening are going to be Dr. Sarah Lancaster. She's our weed science and extension specialist. And then Dr. Rodrigo Onfrey. He's our row crop pathology extension specialist. So both those are going to be there. If you came to our weed meeting last January, Dr. Sarah Lancaster was here. So we'll probably begin the evening off with her. She's going to talk to us just about some timely tips for corn and soybean weed management. We'll continue on into a very short list of new herbicides and new chemistries maybe there before we move into some doom and gloom news of some resistance to some other herbicides and what that means for like water hemp control. A lot of great information there. Not always going to be great news, of course, there. But I do think if you've had issues with weeds, Sarah is probably the one we need to be having conversations with because she can probably help you.
And weed meeting means something entirely different in Colorado, so I'm glad you clarified.
Yes, it does mean something different in Colorado. Rodrigo Onfrey will talk about a couple of different diseases. One we've dealt with for a period of time and sudden death syndrome in soybeans. I know in Osage County we are still seeing that. So we'll talk about what we can do and maybe how to prevent that. But then we're going to talk about a new disease or fungal disease that is coming really from the north. But starting to creep into Kansas, and it's corn tar spot. As I said, really just has affected the northeast, like 4 or 5 counties so far. So it hasn't really creeped just this far south, but I think it's just a matter of time until we start seeing it. Illinois and Missouri have been ate up with it the last couple of years. So anyway, this fungi can overwinter in the corn residue. Then, you know, when time's right, as conditions are correct, it can be just kind of grows to gangbusters and spread by rain and wind. So if you were out scouting your fields, you would start to see some like small black circular or oval shaped raised spots on these leaves. It could be on the top side or bottom side of the leaves, even on the husk of the corn. Can really appear anywhere, but scouts have said that they might have seen it, but it looked almost like insect poop, so they kind of overlooked it and didn't get it, you know, maybe take care of it. But the devastation can happen pretty quickly, and so we need to kind of be out there looking for this. So Dr. Onfrey is just going to talk to us about what we can do and maybe the best times to put on a fungicide on these on our corn crops to prevent this from really hurting our yields. Because some of the fields that maybe didn't do it last year are wishing that they would have. So,
does this particular, you said tar spot.
Yep.
Does that translate into other crops as well, or is it currently only affecting corn?
Currently, it's just affecting corn. So
I say only. It's like everything is based off corn now, so that's pretty bad.
Yeah, I mean, it can be. I think it will be important to hear what he has to say. He's got some experience now and seeing it himself, and maybe some control options again. And I know he's talked to other universities, so he's going to have those resources to kind of build off of as well. So,
excellent.
I mean, it just seems like every year weed control fungal issues are becoming bigger and eating maybe away at some of our margins, our profits that we have. So I was just trying to put this meeting together, try and help you guys increase your profits and your yields. If we can all learn just a little bit of something that night, I think they'll be better off. We are going to serve a meal that night, so I am asking for RSVPs just for a head count. You can RSVP by calling me at the Garnett office, which is 785-448-6826, or by sending me an email. It's reschaub, S-C-H-A-U-B, at ksu.edu.
All right. Well, thanks for the heads up on that, especially the information about what's coming down the pike. Yikes. The address, one more time, of where this meeting is going to be.
Yeah, so it's at the Grace Community Church, which is 310 East 8th Street at Overbrook, Kansas, on February the 22nd. 6 p.m. is the time we'll start.
So. All right. Let's see if we can get a really good turnout for that and get this information out there. Thank
Absolutely.
You, Ryan.
Thank you.
All right. That's it for today, and we will catch up with you another time. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent Rebecca McFarland.